You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
September has ended, Dom. Somebody needs to wake that guy from Green Day up.
Oh, you've waited like how many months to say that?
Months.
Anyway, so we'll have that coming up this morning here on the Dom and Jeremy Show. Yesterday, we were having a little bit of a chit-chat, and I was trying to pressure Jeremy into going ahead and paying for maid service at his house, cleaning service, because Nicole really, really wants it. And Jeremy drags his heels on it because he doesn't want a stranger in his house.
Stranger danger. They steal stuff, right?
No, they don't. Okay. Anyway, so we got a phone call. I think we were playing Rattle Off or something, and I started talking to our contestant because she has four kids. And I said, do you use a cleaning service at your house? And she goes, oh, my gosh. She goes, I just started. She goes, it's the greatest thing ever. And I feel the same way. But that led to us asking her about messes that her kids make. And she talks about how it's just day to day with the four kids, her house is just one big mess.
She said immediately the day after getting it cleaned, it was like somebody was never even there to fix things up. She's like, what happened?
That's so funny.
Kids are the worst.
So that led to, obviously, for the Dom and Jeremy Show, we're like, oh, we got to do a segment on the biggest messes kids have ever made.
And oh my gosh, you guys are, the messages are pouring in on Facebook this morning. I was racking my brain with my kiddos. I can't think of a real big mess that they did. The only thing I can think of is the time it got really quiet in the house and we found the kids and Reed had put those little temporary tattoos all over Lila. Like, you know, the sheets of them that you get and you put them on your skin and you dab them with wet paper towel and they stay. And so he had cut a bunch of those up and we wandered into the room and Lila had easily 60 to 70 of those little tattoos like all over her body.
So you turned around and when you looked back, your daughter was an NBA player.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, she was dunking on me. That's the only one I can think of with my kids. I'm seeing a bit of a pattern with Sharpies online. A lot of Sharpies need to be hidden in your house. Kim says, when my son was two, he took a black Sharpie and drew a line all around the house. On the walls, on the doors, kitchens, living rooms, inside the front door, kitchen cupboards. He drew a Sharpie line 2 feet high around the entire house.
That's funny. I mean, that's
just
funny.
Stuck it there and then walked the entire inside of the house.
I hope it came back and met up at the very end.
At the very end. I would think so. She does end the note by saying a lot of scrubbing to get that Sharpie off of everything.
Well, it's something that it could come off because when I asked Gretchen, you know, to think back when her daughters were young and she immediately went to Sharpie, she goes, yeah, they would do artwork on the wall. You'd walk in and suddenly.
They just think it's a marker, you know. It's a kids, it's just a marker.
And then she said the other one was like a Bic ballpoint pen on the leather sofa that it was absolutely ruined. You couldn't get it out. Her one daughter just completely drew all over a leather couch.
I ruined a couch as a kiddo. Something had happened. I had spilled something on the brand new couch at the house. My parents were out doing something else, so I went and grabbed the hairdryer to quickly try to dry the cushion on the couch, but got the hairdryer way too close to the cushion and proceeded to melt any sort of synthetic fiber that was on that cushion, and it just turned into this big melted hard blob. And then I flipped the cushion, and luckily my parents didn't find that until, you know, like 2 or 3 years later when they flipped that cushion
great.
To do something. Isn't that funny?
You found out early as a kid that the cover-up is usually worse than the crime.
It is. Then you just play stupid. How did that? Maybe you bought it that way. I don't know. Marjorie, another marker story, she says her daughter colored the dog with Sharpies and opened a greasy tube of Desitin onto the carpet. She said they did have to replace the carpet, and then they kept the dog and let the markers just wear off. That's funny.
Here's our phone number if you want to call in this morning, too. We would love to have your stories. Think back to the all-time epic mess that one of your or group of your kids made. Pretty simple question. The biggest mess your kids have ever made.
Christy wrote in on Facebook and says, my daughter, age 4, decided to Febreze her brother, age 2, spraying his whole head. He was dripping wet with Febreze, nearly emptied the entire bottle. Best smelling kid on the block right there.
Seems like that would almost be toxic.
I know. Like, my eyes are burning.
Lines are jammed. We'll talk to Shelly. Shelly, good morning. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Good morning.
Well, good morning to you. What's the story?
Well, my son was four, and his cousin came over, which was four, and they were playing in the room, and I heard a door close, and I heard giggling. I walked in there. They both had the large, extra large bottles of baby powder. And there was baby powder. They're just flumes. Just flying around, you could just see the little wets of their eyes.
Oh, no.
And they looked like little ghosts. And I couldn't help but laugh. I couldn't show them I was laughing. It was the funniest thing I'd ever seen. But it was the hardest thing to clean
up. Oh, yeah. How did you even do it? Where did you start with that? Vacuum?
Well, I anything that could go into the washer, I put in the washer.
Oh, my gosh.
And then you just have to vacuum and vacuum and vacuum.
Yeah, that's
everywhere.
Yeah. It's kind of like I would think, like if you go to the beach with sand, you keep finding sand like for the next 3 or 4 mm-hmm. days.
But even more fine than sand.
But
you
the
know?
Baby powder, yeah, I don't even know how you'd get all of that up.
I did see a message from somebody that wrote in. I don't have the name. I apologize, but they found their kid in the room spraying the baby powder into a fan because they thought it was funny because the fan would suck it in and then blow it out.
That's the mess. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That's
that was
great.
Another message that came in.
Oh, that's great. Shelly, thank you for being on the show. I hope you have a fun day.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for your time. Here's Ashley. Good morning, Ashley. What's the story?
I have 3 kids, but my youngest is the one that does all the messes. And what happened was I bought a new laptop because I am going to nursing school in January. And he asked to use my laptop so that he could watch Netflix. And I said, that's fine. I went to go run a quick errand at the grocery store, and when I came back, I needed to use my laptop to check my email. My keys were sticking. I couldn't understand why, and he was the last one to use my laptop, and so I asked him, my son is 8, and I said, did something happen to my laptop? And his answer was, I don't know, and I swear, I hear that so many times that I think I have a 4th kid named I don't know, and so I finally push him and I say, you're not going to get in trouble. I just really need to know what happened to my laptop. He proceeds to tell me that he spilled an entire milkshake on the keyboard of my brand new laptop.
No.
Yeah. So,
no wonder it was sticky, like the stickiest thing you could possibly spill on it.
That's so good.
He had covered his tracks so well. The whole thing looked dry.
Yeah.
And well done.
He's like, well, I cleaned up my mess. You're always telling me to clean up my messes. And I said, that's wonderful that you cleaned up your mess, but this is an electronic.
Yeah,
so, well.
So the next time you go to type in your name on one of your papers, whatever, it's just
The problem is that this is not the first time something like this has happened, and I've learned my lesson because I had purchased technology protection for it when I bought it.
Yeah,
oh,
right.
Smart move.
Good for you.
Hide the blender now, okay?
Ashley, we've got to run. Thank you so
thank
much
you.
For the call.
Funny.
We appreciate that. Yeah, you know, that's the thing. If you're just an adult, many times you'll pass on that extra, you know, extended warranty thing.
Yeah, if you have kids.
If you've got an 8-year-old, you probably want to buy that.
Yeah.
What about Karen? Karen, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
So what's the story?
Okay, so my story is I have 2 boys. They're toddlers. I'm at work. It's early in the morning. My husband is in the shower. The boys decide they're going to feed the dog. And the dog food bowl is by the back door, and the dog food is by the front door. And they take the scoop, and they turn around, and every time they try to get across the living room, it spills everywhere. So sure enough, by the time my husband gets out of the shower, which is probably like 30 minutes later, there is dog food everywhere. Like, not an inch of the floor is not covered with dog food.
You're going to get ants.
So he says to the boys, I'm going to go upstairs and get dressed, and I don't want to see one piece of dog food on this floor. Now, every single time.
Brilliant. Brilliant little kids. Out of sight, out of mind. Never happened.
I don't want to see it. Well, he didn't see it.
So, I don't see a thing.
Genius.
That's pretty darn
so
brilliant.
Good. Karen, really good. Thank you for calling us, all right?
Thanks, Karen. Side note, what's her husband doing in the shower for 30 minutes?
Oh, man. You've heard about those shower. People, haven't you?
It's a long shower.
Good morning, Julie. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Hello.
Hello.
What do you got for us?
When my daughter was about 2.5, my mother had brought her a new set of crayons. They were very brightly colored, very waxy.
You know, you could almost
tell me she
stopped
them.
Right there.
Did she
but
eat them?
But go ahead.
No. She proceeded to... We had white furniture at the time.
Mm.
And she proceeded to use a bright blue crayon and color all the living room furniture and flat screen TV.
She's
and
artsy.
In her doors.
She's artistic. Yes.
She was Picasso.
What'd you do with the chairs? Did you have to get rid of the chairs or did you clean them?
We weren't able to clean them. We had to get new furniture.
Bye bye chairs.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Julie, who buys
Julie?
White chairs really though?
Thank you. Yeah. Right.
They get filthy.
Thank you, Julie. Call. We appreciate that. I think we have time for one more. Right. It's quickly, Mary. Mary, quickly, what's the story?
It seems like 4 years old is the key this morning. When my daughter was four, she got up in the middle of the night and decided to spread chocolate syrup all over our kitchen and then proceeded to spread it with a mop. So we had chocolate syrup all over the floor, all over the kitchen counter, all the cabinets. And when it stopped spreading, she added pickle juice to it. So
delicious.
Okay. Nice and easy.
I'd lap that up.
And when we got up to see what the glow was in the kitchen, because she had propped the refrigerator door open with the mop, it looked like a homicide.
Yes, I bet.
It was horrendous. I'm wondering, what the heck?
Yeah, what'd you do? And where's the ice cream?
Mary, thank you very much for the call. We appreciate your time this morning.
If this isn't birth control this morning, I don't know what is.
Brother.
Brother.
You have never spoken truer words.
Yeah. Y'all be careful out there. This
really,
is what happens.
Really, it's not if something like that ever happens when you have kids. It's just a win.
It's totally a win.
It's a win. And what kind of creativity will they show?
Let me give you one more, since this is from our friend Selena that used to work here. She lives in the UK. She says, after a trip to Denver, we had purchased sriracha sauce to bring back with us because it's not available in the UK. She says, my 6-year-old daughter and 5-year-old nephew found the bottle and decided to play catch with it in Nana and Granddad's newly decorated playroom. Now, she says, the playroom has cream carpet, cream-colored walls, cream curtains, etc. Well, they continued to play catch even after the lid had come off.
Oh, that's great.
It looked like something off the show Dexter. Ceilings, walls, carpets, curtains, TV, sofa, all absolutely covered in bright red spicy sauce.
That's so good. Selena.
Oh, thank you, Selena.
We love you. She worked with us for years and years. Yeah. She was my well-known, and we talked about it on the show all the time. Selena was my office crush.
She's
for
great.
Years. And she got so tired of that, she eventually moved back to the UK.
She's like, I'm out of here.
She moved back across the Atlantic Ocean just because she was so sick of me.
Creeper alert.
You know, it's funny. I was just talking about her and her daughter last night because we were watching the Great British Baking Show again. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I'm absolutely
You're hooked.
I'm absolutely hooked. I know I lose my
it's
man.
It's adorable. That's adorable.
We were watching the Great British Baking Show, and they showed one of the contestants with their kids. And the kids were talking, and I said, you know, my memory of when I visited Selena and Jason over in England a few years ago, when the daughter was maybe 4 and she's showing me around their house.
Yeah.
Just the way she would say, and this is the loo. I was like,
little
there's
voice.
Nothing more adorable than a 4-year-old speaking like that.
Are you the creepy man that used to hit on my mother?
just like that.
Were you trying to get into my mother's panties?
No. It's just an office crush. That's all.
Is that what it was? Okay, Dad.
Just an office crush.
All right, carry on.
Oh, shut up.